Thank the Lord.
在这个长的周末，许多的人在高速公路上排大长龙。
And this long weekend, there's so many people are still stuck in traffic on the freeways.
但是主给我们做了上好的选择，还是在家里面，我们能够享受安息。
The Lord help us to pick this wonderful, the best option, which is to stay at home and to enjoy.
然后可以到神的家，我们主日一起来敬拜他，来听主的话语。
And then we can come into his house to worship him and also listen to his words.
今天我要继续来讲启示录。
Today I'll continue to share a book of Revelation.
这是圣经66卷书的最后一卷。
And this is the last book in the 66 books in the Bible.
这卷书我已经讲了两年了。
And so I've shared with you on this book for 2 years so now.
非常的丰富。
It's very rich.
一面讲世界的事情就一直在发生。
And on one hand, as they talk about things that's happening in the world, and things, and they do come to become reality.
所以我有一种感觉害怕。
And so I have this fear in me.
讲到的事情都正在发，就在我们眼前来发生。
And the things I shared about are happening right before our eyes.
我想，去年跟前年，在这个地球上。全世界的人应该都可以看到四个血月。
And so I think last year and the year before, everyone on this earth, in this world, saw the four blood moons.
加上两次的日食，一个日全食，一个日偏食。
And also we saw the two solar eclipses. One is a complete one, and then one is a semi-solar partial solar eclipse.
那然后你照圣经的第一章。就是创世纪第一章十四节告诉我们，神把这些天象不但告诉我们日期节而且也是要告诉我们一个神有话有信号要向人表达。
And if you look at the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 14, you see that God placed these signs for us to see, and he has information, he has, it's a signal for him, things that he wanted us to share to know about.
所以这两年有这个四个血月之后，我们就看到地球上接二连三许多真是叫做惊天动地的事情。
And so after we saw the four blood moon, we can see these great events happening one after another.
最显明的就是ISIS.
And one of the most obvious is the rise of ISIS.
就是所谓的伊斯兰国。
And in other words, the Islamic State.
这个恐怖活动。没完没了的正在进行，每个月都有。
And this terrorist activity continuously throughout the year, every month we hear about it.
你会看到难民潮因着这个缘故，从北非、从中东涌向欧洲、涌向美洲。
And we see countless refugees because of these events, they flee their homes and went into Europe and also North America.
你也看到人的道德在这两年更大的败坏，你看到。美国的最高法院通过了同性恋。
And you see the morals of the people is on a downward slide. You can see the Supreme Court, they approve same-sex marriage.
然后你就可以看到兵败如山倒。
And you can see the rest follows.
现在美国面临的问题是我们从来没有想过的。
And so now the U.S. is faced with a dilemma that we never dreamt about.
我们的孩子在学校现在要告诉他你到底是男的还是女的，你自己都搞不清楚。
And then our children at schools, we had to ask them whether you're a boy or girl because they couldn't even tell.
所以我们今天面对的世界是一个匪夷所思的世界，是你做梦都没有想到事情会变化到如此田地，而且以惊人的速度在进行。
And so today we live in a world that we could never have dreamt about, and the change is happening at such a breakneck speed.
最近一个大事就是所谓的 BRICS, 就是英国投票脱离欧盟。
And so one of the most recent events is BRICS, which is the Britain has voted to exit from the European Union.
这个引起世界的大震动, 不管经济, 不管政治, 是一个, 一个很大很大的一个震动。
And this has caused a great stir in the world, whether it's economically or politically speaking.
没有人能够想象这件事情的后遗症要影响未来的世界。 要到什么程度?
And no one could predict how this will affect world events from now on.
但是圣经跟我们讲的这些都还是序曲而已。
But yet, in the Bible, this tells us that this, all of these are just like a prelude.
Prelude, yes. 还有更厉害的东西在后头。
There are things that's even more dramatic to come.
那个日子叫做主的日子。
And that on those day, that day is called the day of the Lord.
而且叫做大而可畏的日子。
And that's called the days of great fear.
这是圣经里面很明显告在旧约讲了，在新约也讲了。
And these things are being mentioned not only in the Old Testament but also in the New Testament as well.
所以我在这个时段里面一个很重的负担就是我们基督徒。 面对今天这么迅速变化的一个世界里头，我们要回到主的话语里头来看神的话怎么说。
And so during this time, I have this great burden, is that in this ever-changing time, is that we need to go back into the word of the Lord to see what He says about this.
这最后这本书启示录是一卷独特的书。
So this very last book, the Book of Revelation, is a very, very special book.
它是带着一个特别的祝福的一本书。
It's a book with a special blessing.
在第一章里面，他就告诉我们，凡念这本书或者听这本书的，照着去行的人是有福的。下面说，因为日期近了。
In the very first chapter, it says those who hear the book or those who read the book are blessed for the and act on it are blessed because the day is near.
这是跟以前前面， 65卷不一样的地方，他在第一个开宗明义就告诉我们这卷书非常的重要，尤其在这个末世的时候。
And so this is where it differs from all the other 65 books before, because right in the beginning it says those people who are blessed if they do what it says, especially in the end time.
你记得我已经讲了多少章数了？
Do you remember how many chapters I already shared from this book?
今天我要讲15章。
So today I want to share from book chapter 15.
请你打开15章。
Please turn to chapter 15 of book of Revelation.
我们把这一章念完。
So we'll finish reading this entire chapter.
我跟我的弟兄轮流来。 我读第一节中文, 他读第二节英文, 我们两个轮流把它念完。
We'll alternate reading with Chinese the odd verses and the English and even verses.
每一个人注意来看。
Please pay attention.
第15章第一节, 我又看见在天上有异象, 大而且奇, 就是七位天使, 掌管末了的七灾, 因为神的大怒, 在这七灾中发尽了。
Verse 2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌说主神全能者啊你的作为大灾奇灾万世之王啊你的道途
Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
此后，我看见在天上那存法柜的殿开了。
And the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, clothed in linen, clean and bright, and girded around their chests with golden sashes.
四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。
And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished.
所以在这一章圣经里面,
so in this chapter,
我们看见天上的一个荣耀的景象,
and we see this glorious image in heaven.
第一,是有许多的人站在一个玻璃海上,
and the first image is that there are many people standing on a glass sea.
他们唱两首诗歌,
and they're singing two songs.
第一首的名字叫做摩西的歌,
and the first song is called the Song of Moses.
第二首歌叫做羔羊的歌,
and the second song is the Song of the Lamb.
他们在赞美, 我们的主,
and they're giving praises to our Lord.
另一面就是看到有七个天使,
and then on the other hand, we see there's seven angels.
他们要把七个金碗倒在这个地上, 那个叫做神大怒的酒,
and then they are to pour these seven golden bowls onto this earth, and the bowls were full of the wrath of God.
这就是我刚刚开头所说的叫做主的日子,
and that is what I was referring to in the beginning, that the day of the Lord.
也叫做 大而可畏的日子,是空前也绝后,
and that is also the date of great terror, and that there's never been one before nor ever since.
那就是第16章,
and that is in chapter 16.
所以15章是这个意象的开始, 这是今天早上我要跟大家讲的第一个部分,
and so chapter 15 is the beginning of this vision, and that's what I want to share with you this morning.
这个第六意象包括四个部分,
and so this sixth vision had four parts.
第一个部分就是今天的15章,
and the first part is in chapter 15.
第二个部分就是16章七个碗倒下来,
and then the second part is in chapter 16 where the seventh bowl will pour down.
第三个部分就讲到第17章所谓的大淫妇或者那个奥秘的大巴比伦,
and then the third part is in chapter 17 talking about the great harlot or the mystery of Babylon.
然后它有两个部分,一个是 17章的那个大淫妇, 然后第18章的那个大臣, 巴比伦城,
and so it has two parts. The first part is in chapter 17 where we talk about the great harlot, and the second part is in chapter 18 where it's the great city of Babylon.
然后第四个部分就讲到羔羊的得胜, 就是第19章,
and then the fourth part is in chapter 19, the victory of the Lamb.
第19章是这个 整个第六个意象的高峰,
and then this is and so the chapter 19 is the height, the peak of this vision.
所以我大概每一个主日讲一个部分,
and so I'd like to share about each one of these parts every Sunday.
那今天呢我就是特别注重第15章这个题目,
and so today I'd like to share on chapter 15.
我们常常在想有一天我们大家都升到天堂了,
so I often think to myself that one day when we all are in heaven,
你有没有想过在天堂干嘛?
Have you thought about what you will be doing there?
啊, 大家都说好啊, 很好啊,
everybody says it's wonderful, it's great.
但是到那里干嘛?
But what are you doing there?
啊? 唱歌,
so sing songs?
对。所以, 像这一章圣经就约略地给我们看一看那个在天上的景色。
So in this chapter, it briefly shows us what's going on in heaven.
你会发现天上是一个大诗班,
so you'll discover that in the heaven, there's this great choir.
这个大诗班有一个部分是天使在唱,
and so in this great choir, part of it is composed of angels singing.
考一考,哪里有记载那个天上天使的诗班在唱诗?
So let me ask you this, let me test you this. Where is in the Bible does it record that the angels are in heaven, this heavenly choir singing?
你不要讲整个 Bible, 你只要讲启示录就可以了。
You don't have to look through the entire Bible, but just in the book of Revelation, where does it mention this?
我们第一个意象看见的是一个行走在七个金灯台中间的人子。
And so the first vision we saw is that the Son of Man walking among the seven golden lampstands.
那是第一章到第三章,
so that's chapter 1 through 3.
然后你到了第二个意象,
and then the second vision.
这个镜头从 这个真帐幕的圣所就开始转向到至圣所了。
And so the camera now start panning from the holy place to the holy of holies.
所以在第四章你就看到一个宝座，一位坐在宝座上的父神。
So on this, in chapter 4 we saw this throne and then the heavenly father sitting upon that throne.
你就看到天上有敬拜赞美。
And so you see that there is worship and praise in heaven.
那是对父的赞美在第四章。
And so that is worship and praise to the Heavenly Father in chapter 4.
到了第五章呢,
and then chapter 5,
就发出一个问题。
It asks a question.
因为父的手里有一个小卷。
And because in the hand of the Father, there's this scroll.
用七个印封起来的。
And it was sealed with seven seals.
这是父的旨,永远的旨意。
And this is his everlasting commandment.
那天上就问一个问题。
And so there was this question.
谁配去拿这个小卷,开这个七个印?
And the question is, who is worthy to take the scroll from the Father's hand and open the seals?
然后本来找不到，约翰就大哭，然后就说不要哭，找到了。
And so do you remember that part where originally they said they couldn't find anyone, so John wept, and then there was a voice saying, don't cry, for one has been found.
那一个是谁呢？
And who is that?
就是犹大的狮子，啊，这个神的羔羊。
And as the lion of Judah and the Lamb of God.
那有一位刚刚被杀过的羔羊出现在神宝座的前面。
And then there's this lamb that was just slain appearing before the throne.
他配。
He is worthy.
为什么?
Why is it?
因为他从十字架上凯旋归来。
For he has won victory upon the cross and returned.
他打败了仇敌。
And have victory over the enemy.
所以天上就有一个很大的敬拜赞美，那个敬拜赞美是天上、地上、地下所有的受造之物，除了人以外，一切的天使。
And so there then began the great praise in the heaven, on earth, as well as under the earth. Every all creation start giving praise except for man.
那么现在来到了十五章。
Now we are at chapter 15.
这里看见的是人到了神的面前来唱诗敬拜他。
Here we see that man come before God to sing songs to and give him praises.
所以我觉得我们要将来在天上不失业的话。
So I feel like if we in the future when we're in heaven and not be jobless,
你今天在地上就得怎么样？学习。敬拜,
so today, while we're on earth, we need to learn how to worship.
对，如果在地上我们学得好,
and if we learn it well,
你到天上去就有事儿干,
then when you're in heaven, then you have a job to do.
不然的话呢，我们到那里就傻眼了，你看我，我看你。
Otherwise, when we get there, we'll just look at each other and don't know what to do.
所以今天早上我愿意让大家一起来注视在这一章里头。这一群人是谁?
So I hope to share with you this morning in this chapter 15 and to look at this group of people, who they are.
你看第二节。
So take a look at verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见，一起来读，那些胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着琴唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。好,
it says in verse 2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who have been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God, and they sang the song of Moses and bondservant God and the song of the Lamb.
这一群人，圣经怎么形容他们？
So this group of people, how did the Bible describe them?
啊，胜了兽的兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，就是第二节。
And so the way that the Bible describes them, these are the people who have victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name.
那你就要问，
so you have to ask,
什么兽？
What beast?
啊？那你要记得到十三章去看。
So you reference back to chapter 13.
这里一个了不起的兽。
And there's this great beast.
啊，叫做七头十角兽。
And it's called the speech of seven heads and ten horns.
13章第1节，我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。这也是一个好可怕的兽。
And so in the very first verse of chapter 13, it said, Then I saw a beast coming out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on the horns were 10 diadems, and on his head were blasphemous names. So this is a very terrifying beast.
这个兽, 是撒旦把他的权柄给他了。
So this beast received the authority from Satan himself.
第四节。那又拜那龙，应将他将自己的权柄，就是指着这个魔鬼，给了那个兽，也拜兽说：谁能比这个兽？谁能与他交战呢
？And then verse 4 says, they worshipped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. He referring to Satan. He gave his authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying.Who is like the beast, and who is able to wage war with him?
啊，这个人大有权柄，可以任意而行，42个月。
And this person was given great authority, and he can do whatever he likes for 42 months.
第7节，任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
And verse 7 says, It was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority over every tribe and people and tongues and nation was given to him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone.Whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain.
这个是一个了不得的人物要出现在这个地球上。
This is an incredible person appearing on the face of earth.
那保罗叫他叫敌基督，使徒约翰也叫他叫敌基督。
And so both Paul and John the Baptist call him Antichrist.
那么到了那个时候，这一只兽是七头十角兽。另外，到了11节，又有一个兽跟它一搭一档。
And then, so that was the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. But then comes verse 11. There's another beast that's working together with this beast.
那么在这里，他说这一个从地上来的这个兽，就为前面这个七头十角兽做了一个像。
And so this beast that came from earth build this statue for the beast that came, the first beast that came from the sea.
要全世界的人都敬拜这个兽。
And all the people on earth worship the seven-headed beast.
看到第十四节，他赐给他权柄，在兽面前能行奇事，就迷惑住在地上的人，说要给那个受刀伤还活着的兽做个像。有权柄赐给他，叫像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And verse 14 says, He deceived those who dwell on earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on earth to make an image of the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. And it was given to him to give breath.To the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as to do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
当年在文革的时候，中国也造了一个像。
And so during the Cultural Revolution in China, they also built a statue.
全中国的人早请示晚汇报，要向这个像鞠躬。
And the entire population in China, they have to give pay the respect to this statue in the morning as well as in the evening.
如果你被人家告发你没有敬拜，那你要现行反革命，脑袋搬家。
And if someone to reveal that you didn't pay your respect to the statue, then you're called the anti-revolutionary, and you'll probably be executed.
这个像比那个像更厉害。
And but this image is even even,
神说,
even more powerful than that.
这个像会讲话的,
because in the book it says that this image can actually speak.
它可以看见你,
and it could see you.
它知道你有没有拜他,
and it knows whether you have worshipped him.
不拜他的, 它可以把你杀掉,
and if you do not worship him, he could kill you.
下面还说了更厉害的事,
and next it talked about something even more severe.
16节,
verse 16.
他又叫众人, 无论大小, 贫富, 自主的, 为奴的, 都在右手上或是在额上, 受一个印记,
and he caused all the small and the great, the rich and the poor, and the free men and slaves to be given marks on their right hand or on their head.
第17节,
verse 17.
除了那受印记的, 有了受名, 或有受名的数目的, 都不得做买卖。
And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
也就是说在他掌权的时候,
in other words, while he's ruling, during his reign,
第一,你要拜他,
first of all, you need to worship him.
第二,你要生活, 你每天要买菜, 要有买有卖的活动。
And secondly is that to go about your daily life to be able to buy or sell.
如果你的身上没有他的号码或者他的像, 你就不能买也不能卖。
And if you do not have his number on your hand or his image on your body, then you cannot buy or sell.
这个你就懂了,现在读15节的时候,这里特别说这帮人出现在这个玻璃海上的人,
so now you understand. So now we go back to chapter 15 and it says this group that appeared on the glass sea.
第二节说, 看见那些胜了兽和兽的像, 并他名字数目的人, 都站在玻璃海上。
And so that's why it says that those people who have been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name.
那你就知道这个时候是敌基督掌权的时候。
So now you know that during that time is the time when the Antichrist had, ruling, has authority.
照丹以理书跟启示录告诉我们这个人掌权七年。
And so according to the book of Daniel and also in the book of Revelation, this person will rule, will reign for 7 years.
头三年半是好年, 他好像得到大家的信任。
And so for the first 3.5 years is the good years, and it seems everything's going well, and people trust him.
他是世界的英雄。
And he is the hero of this world.
他可能得到诺贝尔奖。
He might have received the Nobel Prize.
然后到三年半的时候,
and then at 3.5 years,
那个时候圣殿, 耶路撒冷的圣殿建好了。
And the temple in Jerusalem had finished building.
犹太人在那里献祭, 敬拜耶和华,
and the Jews, Israelites were making offerings to their God.
他忽然间变脸,
and all of a sudden, this ruler changed face.
他不准他们献祭了,
he no longer allowed them to make offerings.
他自己跑到殿里面去,
he himself ran into the temple.
他说, 我就是神,
he said, I am God.
我就是基督弥赛亚,
I am Jesus the Messiah.
你们拜我就好了,
that you can worship me.
这是写在, 帖撒罗尼迦后书的一段话。
This passage recorded in 2 Thessalonians.
所以这个时候, 他就要人向他下拜, 向他献祭。
And so from that time on, he required men to bow down to him and to worship him.
所以那个七年的后半, 后半部, 就是后面的三年半, 是, 人类最, 或者说, 基督徒最痛苦的日子。
And so the later part, the second part of those 7 years, because so it's actually the worst time for a man and also for Christians.
基督徒在那个时候要面对一个很严肃的选择。
And so Christian during that time, at that time period, is faced with this choice. It's a very serious choice.
拜还是不拜?
Whether you worship him or not worship him.
还有, 手上或者额上受不受这个 chips, 他已经把一个 chip 种在你里头。
And also whether you want to accept the beast chip in your hand or on your forehead.
那个印记就是用现代语言来讲就是一个 chip。
So that sign, that number, using today's terminology, is like a chip computer chip.
那里面有他的像，有他的号码。
And in that chip is his image and his number.
那你接不接受？
Will you be willing to accept that?
不接受，你就不能吃又不能喝，除非你自己种。
And if you do not accept that chip, then you cannot eat or drink unless you
对不对？你不能买，又不能卖。
Yeah, unless you make your own things.
所以这个时候的基督徒要面对极大的生命的考验。
And so Christians during that time is faced with this great the choice of life.
那有人就放弃信仰了。
And so facing with this pressure, some people will give up their faith.
就跟在文革的时候，有许多的在中国的基督徒放弃信仰。
And just the same way as in hell and during the Cultural Revolution in China, many Christians gave up their faith.
因为压力非常的大。
Because the pressure just so great.
那到那三年半的时候，在全世界的基督徒也面对同样的挑战。
And at that 3.5 years, all the Christians in the entire world are facing the same dilemma, the choice, same choice as well.
那当然，我在讲这本书的时候，我就说到基督徒有两次的被提。
And so when I was sharing on this book, I mentioned that there are 2 times when Christians are being raptured.
第七章讲到。被提到宝座。
And so in chapter 7, we talked about how they were raptured to bring before the throne.
第十二章那个男孩子也讲到被提到宝座。
And then in chapter 12, it also talked about being raptured and to the throne.
到第十四章讲到144,000人被提也是到宝座。
And then in chapter 14, talk about the 144,000being raptured also to bring before the throne.
这三章圣经提到有一群人是叫做得胜者，被提到宝座这件事情是在大灾难之前，也就是三年半之前，这些人先走了，叫做出熟的果子。
And so these 3 chapters talk about this group of people who are called the overcomers being raptured before the great woes. So these are called the first fruit.
The overcomers.
The overcomers are called the first fruit.
这是我过去讲了好多次了。
So I shared with you about this many times before.
我盼望我们教会每一个基督徒都能够在这一批里面有份。
I hope that every single one of the Christians here in our church has a part in becoming the overcomer, the first fruit.
Okay? 有兴趣吗?
Do you have faith?
没兴趣的话，那你就要做第二批。
If you're not interested in that, then you need to become the second group.
第二批的难点在哪里?
So what's the challenging point of becoming the second group?
就是你要经过大灾难。
The challenge is that you need to experience the great trial.
刚刚我讲的这个像这个兽的问题就是在这个大灾难的时候发生的。
And so the problem of the beast that was just sharing with you about happened during this great calamity.
但是不用太伤心，为什么呢？你还是可以做得胜者。
But don't be discouraged, for you can still be an overcomer.
这个得胜者现在十五章你看的，他说胜过兽的像与兽的号码的人。
So,The second group is what's described in the second verse of chapter 15, where it says, these are the people who have been victorious over the beast and his image and the number.
这是经过大征战而得胜的人。
So these people are victorious, they are overcomers after they have experienced the great,
他们也被提了。那这个时候是在第七号。
And so they were also victorious and they were also raptured. And this happens at the seventh
trumpet.
So let's take for review, let's go back to chapter 11,
第十五节,
verse 15.
第十一章的第十五节,
chapter 11, verse 15.
第十五节, 第七位天使吹号, 天上就有大声音说, 世上的国成了我主和主基督的国, 他要作王直到永永远远。
Then the seventh angel sounded,And there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
那么，十八节。
And verse 18.
外邦发怒，这就是指的敌，这个敌基督的势力发怒，要反对耶稣了。
And the nation were enraged. So this represents the power and authority of the Antichrist.
那同样，你的愤怒指的羔羊的愤怒也临到了。
And your wrath, this in reference to the lamb's wrath, had also come.
对吧？那么审判死人的时候到了。
The time came for the dead to be judged.
你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。
And the time to reward your bond servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who have destroyed.
所以这里的讲到这些圣徒们要得赏赐了。
So here talk about the saints who receive their rewards.
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
And it's also time to that you destroy those who destroy the earth.
所以第七号是一个很大的号，里面包含的内容非常的丰富。
And so seventh trumpet is a very large large sound, large trumpet that encompasses a lot of things.
指着主耶稣荣耀的第二次再来，公开的来到这个。
It represents the glory of Lord Jesus Christ coming the second time.
有一系列的事情要发生。
And there's a chain of events that has to happen.
基督徒全教会在那个时候要被提到空中，不是宝座，到空中与主相遇。
And all the Christians will be raised to the to heaven to meet with the Lord, not to the to the to the throne, but to the clouds.
所以，我们现在十五章就是他看到这个第。五个意象的时候，就是他来叙述，再仔细的叙述，在第七号这一个所谓要发生的这一连串的事件中，他来再仔细的告诉我们。
And so in chapter 15, it tells us in detail what's to happen when the seventh trumpet sounds.
所以在这里第一个点，我要让大家知道。虽然有些基督徒第一次的被提没有份，但是第二次的被提仍然可以做得胜者。
And so here I want to share with you that even though some Christians may not be able to make it in the first group as overcomers, but you can still become the overcomer in the second group.
所以用不着消极说没希望了，还是充满希望。
And so you don't need to be discouraged and think that all is hopeless. You can still be full of hope.
啊。他在这里讲到要胜过那个兽。
And here it talks about you need to be victorious over the beast.
好，那么他们就唱了两首诗。
And then they sang two songs.
那我不知道你有没有唱过这两首诗。
I'm not sure if you have sang these two songs.
一首叫做摩西的歌。
One is called the Song of Moses.
另外一首叫做羔羊的歌。
And the other is called Song of the Lamb.
好，我们来看摩西的歌是怎么唱。
So let's take a look at how does the song of Moses go.
请你打开出埃及记十五章。
Take a look at Exodus chapter 15.
对，十五章。
Chapter 15 of Book of Exodus.
今天有饭吃，对不对
？So since we have lunch,
安心的听到。
So you can listen to the message in peace.
我要来让大家来好好的读这个是摩西的歌。
So let's read carefully of the song of Moses.
什么时候唱的
？When was it sang?
就是犹太人从埃及出来过红海唱的。
So this song was sang when the Israelites were led out of Egypt and when they were crossing the Red Sea.
那你要知道过红海的时候发生什么事。
And you need to know what happened when they were crossing the Red Sea.
啊，那个那么大的红海忽然间怎么样？分开了。
And the Great Red Sea all of a sudden parted.
然后这两百万的人呢、啊，男女老幼带着锅盘碗筷就往前走了。
And so you see this group of 2 million Israelites.The old and the young, the woman, man, they carry all their possessions, pots and pans and everything. They start marching down the riverbed.
从这个红海就这么走过去。
And they march through the Red Sea.
后面有追兵。
And behind them were the Egyptians.
法老带着他的全军追，要追啊。
And the Pharaoh leading his entire army were chasing after them.
那你想想看，你如果是犹太人，后面前面是红海，后面是追兵，你心情是什么？
And so if you are Israelite at the time, you see before you is the Red Sea and behind you is the Egyptian army.
害怕。
What would you be in fear?
对不对？埃及没死，跑到红海来死。
And you'll be in great fear, for you think that you haven't died, you didn't die in Egypt, now you come to die in the Red Sea.
但在这个大的危机面前，耶和华为他们征战。
But yet, during this great the danger,God fought for them.
他们从来没有想过红海可以打开来的。
They never thought that the Red Sea could be parted.
他们就这样子的，荣荣耀耀的穿过红海，走到另外一边。
And so they passed through the Red Sea in glory and reached the other side.
他们更没有想到的是什么
？And what they didn't real, they never thought was,
法老居然也追来喽。
The Pharaoh and his army also.
法老带他的全军就他说你们可以下红海，我们也可以下。
And the Pharaoh and his army they also went through they were going through the Red Sea thinking that if you could make it we could too.
他们就带着全军战马战车就这么下来了。
And so with their entire army, their chariots and soldiers they start marching through the Red Sea.
什么事情发生
？And what happened?
神对摩西说：“把你的杖收回来。”
And God commanded Moses to take back your staff.
当他的杖一收回来
，As soon as Moses took his staff away，
红海就怎么样，倾倒下来。
The Red Sea closed once more。
所以整个法老将他的百万雄师全部一扫而空。
And so the Pharaoh and his entire army just gone in instant。
这个是个荣耀的得胜。
This is a glorious victory。
这个就是最后诗歌的背景。
And that is the background to the song。
好，我请。大家看，我跟我的弟兄也是一，我们轮流把它读过来。
So please, you can read along, and then as we will read aloud in Chinese first.
那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌，说：“我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。”
The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him.My father's God, and I will extol him.
耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。
Pharaoh's chariots and his army, he has cast into the sea, and the choices of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea.
深水淹没他们，他们如同石头坠到深处。
Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
你大发威严，推翻那些起来攻击你的。你发出烈怒，如火烧灭他们，像烧碎屑一样。
At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap, and the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea.
仇敌说：“我要追赶，我要追上。”我要分掳物，我要在他们身上称我的心愿，我要拔出刀来，亲手杀灭他们。
You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters.
耶和华，众神之中，谁能像你？谁能像你至圣、至荣、可畏、可颂，施行奇事
？You stretch out your right hand.The earth swallowed them.
你凭慈爱领了你所数的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
The people have heard, they tremble. Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia.
那时，以东的族长惊慌，摩亚的英雄被战惊抓住，迦南的居民心都消化了。
Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of your arm, they are motionless as stone. Until your people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom you have purchased.
你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上。耶和华，就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
他们。这被称为摩西的歌。
And this has been called the Song of Moses.
一共十八节。
And there are 18 verses.
你如果读的话，你能够可以很清楚的看到分三个段落。
And if you read through this, you can clearly see it's separated into three sections.
每一个段落六节。
And every section contains six verses.
对，它有很清楚的主题。
And each one of them have very clear theme.
所以我们要看什么叫做敬拜神。
So if we are to see what it means to worship God,
什么叫用诗歌来赞美他，
and what does it mean to use song to praise,
将他的荣耀发表，
and to express, to reveal His glory,
你就从这样的圣诗里面你能够学到很多，
and then you can learn a lot from this kind of song.
这是有灵感的诗，
and this song is full of spiritual feelings.
不是叫做风花雪月说一些不关痛痒的事情。
It's not a superficial one that just talk about.
我常常看今天很多教会所谓的敬拜赞美，搞得沸沸扬扬，有大乐队，有人在那边又唱又滚又跳。
And oftentimes I see a lot of church in their worship services. They got this grand stage, and they got people on drums and everything, and they got people who are dancing, jumping up and down, rolling around.
那个不是敬拜赞美。
That is not worship.
那是 rock star 的那种，摇滚乐，音乐会。
And that's hosting a rock and roll music show.
这是世界的风潮侵入了教会。
And that is the trend of the world invading into the church.
那叫 7-Eleven 的敬拜。
So that's called 7-Eleven worship.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
七个字唱十一遍。
That means seven words sang 11 times.
七个字，反复唱十一遍，这叫做敬拜赞美。
And just seven words sang back and forth 11 times. That's called so-called worship.
你看，不管是第四章、第五章那个天使的敬拜。
And if you look at whether it's chapter four or chapter five, when the angels were worshiping,
那是非常扎实的。
And so that is a very solid worship.
他们的诗歌，他们的祷告有内容的。
Their songs and their prayer have a substance to it.
你现在来到了第十五章。
And now you come to chapter 15.
他们的诗歌也是有内容的。
Their song also are full of substance.
这一首诗是犹太人每一个安息日要唱的。
So this song is a song that every Israelite will sing on the Sabbath.
这首诗是纪念他们的祖宗，神怎么样把他们从埃及带出来
？Because this song is a way to remember how God had led their forefathers out of Egypt.
那从摩西一直唱到耶稣，多少年了
？And so they continue to sing the song from Moses until Jesus. For how many years?
1500年。
So it's been 1,500 years.
1500年，犹太人都在那里，每一个安息日都要唱这个诗。
And so for 1,500 years, every Sabbath.Israelite was singing this song.
你没有想到，那一天，在到了启示录第十五章了，在天上还要唱这个诗。
So have you thought about when comes the day on in as described in Revelation chapter 15 in the heaven, he will sing the same song? Isn't that amazing?
也就是说，这个诗是有个永远的价值。
So in other words, this song has eternal value.
在这个里面，你要找到它的重点是什么。
And so you need to understand what is the key, the theme in the song.
十八节圣经分成六节一段，六节一段。
So in this 18 verses, it's divided into six verses each into three sections.
他怎么开始的
？How does it begin?
他说：“我要向耶和华歌唱，因为他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。”
It begins with.I will sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and the rider He has hurled into the sea.
这里要表明什么？
So what does this represent?
啊，神胜过了他的仇敌，法老。
And it represents that God had overcome His enemy, the Pharaoh.
法老代表什么？
And the Pharaoh represents what?
埃及的权势。
It represents the authority of Egypt.
当今世界的 主宰。
And back then it was they are the ruling kingdom of the world.
掌握这200万人的生死权力都在法老王的手里。
And in the hands of the Pharaoh holds the life or death of these 2 million people.
他们走出埃及。
And so when the people exited Egypt,
法老不放。
And the Pharaoh did not give up.
他本来答应让他们走，现在变了，我现在要把你们捞回来。
So he originally promised to let them go, but now he changed his mind. He wants to capture them all back.
法老有一切的权势、军队来掌控这200万人。
And so the Pharaoh have all the authority and the military power and might to control these 2 million people.
这两百万的犹太人。用中国话来说叫做乌合之众。
And so these 2 million people, using a Chinese proverb, is that they're just.
但是神称他为耶和华的军队。
They're basically like they're not trained.
对不对？
Not well trained, but yet the Lord calls them.
他们什么碗筷、什么锅盘、碗盘，通通带了跑的，这怎么打仗嘛？
So these people, you can think, imagine that they escaped with their pots and pans. How could these people fight?
但是你会发现一件事。
Yep.
这一群你不要小看他，是从人来看是乌合之众。
But do not look down upon these people. From the world view, it seems like they're disorganized.
神为什么叫他们叫耶和华的军队呢？
But why would God call them the army of God?
要表明一个点。
And this means one thing.
征战是属乎耶和华。
It means that battle belongs to the Lord.
这个仗从人来看是没得打的。
So from a man's perspective, there's no competition.
这里人数虽然是两百万人，人家是有训练的，战车战马是世界最强的政权与军队。
Here you have people who maybe 2 million in number, but they're not untrained. On the other hand, you got a trained, well trained army, the top army in the world.
但是，如果你看见谁带他们。
But yet, if you realize who is leading this group,
是万军的耶和华。
You realize that it's the King of all kings, Lord God, who's leading this people.
所以你可以看得出来，到了第三节，有一很短，但是他说的非常清楚。他说，耶和华是什么？是战士，他的名是耶和华。
And so that's where, when we come to verse 3, it clearly spells out, the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.
So, 亲爱弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
在我们的诗来赞美神的时候, 它的第一个部分是叙述什么? 叙述什么?
So in the psalm, in the first part, when it's giving praise to our God, what are they describing?
他所是。
Is describing who God is.
对不对？在这场征战中，他是什么？
So in this battle, who is God?
本来我们是根本没路，死定了。
So we were original people who have nowhere to escape to, and only just certain death.
但是今天要表明的就是，他是为我们征战的神。
Yeah, today they were to represent that the Lord God is God who fights for us.
他们是整个神工作的见证人，他们这一两百万人亲眼看见这个水分开，然后法老的全军被埋在这个水底下。
And so all this entire 2 million people are witnesses.To seeing the Red Sea parted and the entire army of the Pharaoh been buried in the Red Sea.
所以第一段的结束就说在耶和华你的右手施展能力显出荣耀，耶和华你的右手摔碎仇敌。
And that's why in the first section it ends with your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
所以第一段讲的什么？就是讲他是谁。
So in the first section, it talks about who God is,
对吧？
Right.
第二段
，the second section，
你就看第七节开始
，starting from verse 7，
一直讲到第十二节
，until verse 12。
他在这里 就说到细节。
And now it's begin to describe in detail.
耶和华是怎么样得胜的？
How is Lord God victorious?
仇敌是怎么样的要吞噬他们？
And how the enemy is rose up to devour them.
他就讲到细节了。
So now they talk about record this in detail.
第七节说，你大发威严，推翻那些起来攻击你的，你发出烈怒，如火烧灭他们，像烧碎街一样。
And in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrew those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger and consume them as chaff.
第八节，你发鼻中的气，水便聚起成堆，大水直立如垒，海中的深水凝结。
At the blast of your nostrils, the water were piled up, the flowing water stood up like a heap, the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea.
所以这里讲到火，也讲到什么？水。
Here we talk about fire and water.
这是很有意思的事情。
This is very interesting.
神用我们生活中最简单的水与火，就把地上的最强的仇敌怎么样？搞的是片甲不留。
It's very interesting how God uses the most simplest, most basic things in our everyday life, water and fire, and just using these was able to completely wipe out His enemy.
今天有没有
？Today is there the same thing?
啊？现在有没有
？Is there anything similar today?
你放眼看
，If you open your eyes,
美国
，in the U.S.
西边在烧火
，in the West.Or burning of wildfire.
东边在淹大水。
And in the East Coast, that there's,
有没有
there's, the
搞得你美国最发科技发达的这个国家，今天对这个水、对这个火叫做一筹莫展。
And so, just these two things that cause the United States, one of the world's most technologically advanced country, still had no way to
当年神用水与火把埃及与他的全军灭了，今天神还要用同样的方法灭他的仇敌。
And so, back in Exodus, God used water.And fire to destroy his enemy, and today he will use the same thing to overthrow his enemy.
我们下礼拜要看那个七个碗。
So next week we'll talk about the seven bowls.
你就可以看到水与火。
And you will see water and fire.
人一点办法都没有。
And man had, before these two things, man had no way to overcome them.
我跟小艾五月去加拿大到 Banff。
So my sister and I went to a Banff in Canada in May.
五月初吧，不是，四月初，四月初。
Actually, it's the beginning of April.
四月初去了 Banff.
So we went to Banff.
那边大火烧。
And at the time, they have this great wildfire.
那个油田上面的森林烧掉两个台湾。
So they had this oil field.And the acreage that were burned is the size of two Taiwan.
加拿大的总理说，我们从来没看过这么大的火。
And then the Prime Minister of Canada said they had never seen such great wildfire.
两三千户的房子在转眼之间就没有了。
Two or three thousand houses just gone in a blink of an eye.
去年在加州一样的。
And then last year in California, it's the same thing.
一生的积蓄。
And their entire savings
就没有了
just splint, you know, the twinkle of the eye, it's all gone.
那美国这里，我刚刚已经说了，不用再重复。
所
以
here,
这里他就在那里叙述神的方法，怎么样对付他的仇敌。
And so here it describes in detail the method with which God deals with his enemy.
人可以有他的狂妄。
Man could have his boastfulness.
第九节，仇敌说：“我要追赶，我要追上，我要分掳，我要在他们身上成我的心愿，我要拔出刀来，我要亲手杀灭他们。”人可以有许许多多的这个梦啊！我们这个仇敌想要把他的掳抢来。
And so in verse 9 it says, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, my hand will destroy them. So he's expressing his desire for over his spoils, his prisoners.
到我们现在15章的时候，敌基督有他的狂妄。
So in the same way we read in chapter 15 that the Antichrist has his desires.
他几乎来到无战不胜,
and he has by that time he pretty much been victorious in every
battle. 许多的圣徒被他杀害,
and there are many saints who were killed by him.
很多人就开始放弃信仰,
and so a lot of people gave up their hope.
因为你看人看不出希望,
because when you look at man, you cannot see hope.
看四面的局势, 你觉得灰心, when
you're seeing things that surrounds you, it seems like you lose hope because it seems like God doesn't care anymore.
你如果真的认识耶和华是谁,
if you truly know who God is,
你坚守在神的面前,
and you hold fast before Him,
你要看见神出手, you'll
see that as soon as God extends His hand, His enemy will fall down.
对吧? 第十节, 你叫风一吹, 海就把他们淹灭了。
And so in verse 10 it says, you blew with your wind, the sea covered them.
所以第二段是把神的作为把它一样一样的讲出来。
So in the second section, it clearly described how God go about doing
it. 所以这是作诗的人, 他里面能够把耶和华的作为很清楚的
So the poet is able to clearly spell out how God goes about doing his thing.
这是对神的赞美,
and this is a praise to God.
然后他最后一段,
and then the last part,
从十三节开始,
starting from verse 13.
如果你往下读的时候，你会发现这是个预言。
If you continue reading on, you discover that this is a prophecy.
为什么说是预言呢?
And why we call this a prophecy?
你看, 他说第十四节，外邦人听见就发战，疼痛抓住第一非利士人的居民。
And so from verse 14, it says the people have heard, they tremble, anguish has gripped the inhabitants of the Philistine.
然后就说十五节就是以东族长。
And then verse 15, it says the chief of Edom.
然后第三是摩押的英雄,
and third the leaders of Moab.
然后第四讲了迦南的居民,
and four it talks about the inhabitants of Canaan.
这些人都是谁啊?
So who are these people?
现在他们是站在红海的对面,
so they are standing across from the Red Sea.
迦南美地还在前面呢,
the land of Canaan is before them.
可是这个摩西就仿佛已经看见 将来要发生的事情,
but Moses seemed to be able to see what is about to happen.
谁是, Philistine人?
So who are the Philistines?
就是占领迦南地的人,
so they are the people who occupy the land of Canaan. So they are one of the seven tribes of Canaan.
谁是这个以东的族长?
Who are the chiefs of Edom?
啊, 以东是谁?
Who's Edom?
以扫 的后代,
so the descendant of Esau.
他是谁的哥哥?
He's the older brother of
雅各的哥哥嘛, 双生兄弟.
He's the older brother of Jacob.
这些人都成为以色列的仇敌.
So all these people have become the enemy of Israel.
今天,
so today,
有哪些人要杀犹太人?
Who are the people who want to kill Israelites?
伊朗的总统,
a president of Iran,
伊拉克的总统,
a president of Iraq,
对不对?
ISIS,
所有的这些人都在发狂言, 我们要消灭以色列人, 从地球上把他们赶, disappear.
So all these people made a proclamation that they shall destroy the entire Israel and drive them to extinction from earth.
他们要得到什么东西来消灭? 核子武器,
and they want to have the nuclear weapons in order to achieve that goal.
奥巴马把他给卖了,
so Obama have betrayed Israel.
这都是在四个血月的时候发生的，在以色列身上最大的悲剧两个。
So all this happened during the four blood moons. So the saddest thing, there are two saddest thing that happened to Israel.
他们1948建国以来
，So since their establishment,
美国所有历届的总统都是支持以色列。
Ever since then, every single U.S. president supports Israel.
这过去的将近七十年
，In the past 70 years,
只有到了这个总统。Obama 把以色列给卖了
，and all until only this current President Obama who sold them out.
不但把它卖了
，not only that，
让以色列变成世界的孤儿
，and cause them to become the orphan
of
this world.
而且跟教皇一起合作
，and together also working with the Pope，
承认巴勒斯坦国。
They admit they recognize the land of the Palestine.
这一块所谓的应许之地。
This promised land,
Obama 也好，教皇也好，去年同时承认这一块土地要分为两个国家共享。
And so, in this past year, both President Obama and as well as the Pope, they declared that they recognize the nation of Palestine, and that they declared that this land needs to be shared by two countries.
对。这个叫逼犹太人来啊，要把他的国土一分为二。
And this forces the Israel, nation of Israel to split their country, their land into two.
这是四个血月对以色列人的警告。
So this is a warning to the Israelites. The four blood moon is a warning to the Israelites.
这也是他们建国以来最大的危机。
And this is also the greatest danger they have ever faced since the establishment of their country.
逼居然逼纳塔亚胡，就是他们的总理，跑到莫斯科去找普京。
And because of this, it actually forces the Netanyahu to the President Netanyahu to go to Mexico to. I'm sorry.
莫斯啊，
你说莫斯。
到莫斯科。
Sorry. So it forces Netanyahu to go to visit Moscow to see to seek out President Putin.
Yeah. 要搞到墨西哥去。这些都是非常不可思议的事情。
So all these things are unbelievable things.
需要为耶路撒冷求平安。
So we need to pray for peace for Jerusalem.
求神保守他的选民能够走在神的旨意上。
And pray for the chosen people of God to be able to walk in his will.
所以你从这第三段里面你会看见摩西已经看到他们的未来。
And so from these three sections, you could tell that Moses already can foresee their future.
神不但今天打败埃及现在的仇敌。
So not only God has defeated Egypt, their current enemy at the time.
神也向以色列人保证，你将来的仇敌怎么样，我一样把他们打垮。
But God also promised to them that even your future enemy, I will defeat them.
所以这首诗是得胜的诗歌。
So this song is a victorious song.
对基督徒来讲也是一样，神过去救我们，今天救我们，将来还要救我们。
And same way has the same meaning to Christians is that God has saved us in the past, He will save us today, and He will do so again in the future.
我们在仇敌的眼中是真的叫做台湾话叫我告狂，不够看的。
So we are insignificant in the eyes of the enemy.
但是我们的眼目不要看自己，也不要看人，要看谁？万军的耶和华。
But however, our eyes shall not be fixed upon ourselves or other people, but rather the King of all kings, Lord God.
他必不让仰望他的人羞愧。
And he will not bring shame to those who look upon him.
他要为他的名征战。
And he will fight.For his people.
他要显出他的膀臂没有缩短。
And he will extend his arms and not retract it.
这叫做赞美耶和华的诗歌。
And that is called song of praise.
这叫做得胜的诗歌。
And this is called a victorious song.
不是我们在那里不动不关痛痒的这么，对不起我这样说，小和尚念经 有口无心。
Yes, and this, that's a true song, not just paying like lip service.
是切身从灵魂里面经验出来的赞美。
So this is a praise that comes from our spirit, from our experience.
后面那首诗，羔羊的诗也是一样的。
And the second song, the song of the Lamb, is the same way.
那两节就是第四、第五节。就是那个羔羊的诗
and then verse 4 and 5 that's the lamb of the song of the lamb.
当然羔羊的诗不止那两节
of course the song of the lamb is not just those two
你有兴趣你去读诗篇22篇
and if you're interested you can go and read Psalm 22.
那是羔羊受苦他在那里第一节就说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
and so at the time that the song, at the time of the song in the very that's when the lamb was being persecuted and in the first verse it said my God why have you forsaken me
那一句话在哪里说过
and that, those same words where has it been said also
耶稣在十字架上的时候他喊我的神我的神为什么这就是诗篇的二十二篇的第一句话
and soLord Jesus has said the same words upon the cross.
整个那一篇诗就是说出羔羊在苦难中得胜的诗歌。
And so that entire song is a song of victory when the lamb was in its deepest pain.
说出来，什么叫做以色列的神是以以色列赞美为宝座的。
So the God of Israel sits upon the throne of praise.
对，怎么样要赞美他？
So how do you go about praising him?
是把他是谁讲出来
Is that you speak out who God is.
他怎么样战胜他的仇敌说出来
And how he defeated his enemy.
他怎么样要把我们带进荣耀说出来
And how he will bring us into glory.
这叫做敬拜赞美耶和华
And that is called worship and giving praises to Lord God.
把他的荣耀发明出来
And to reveal his glory.
愿主教我们
Lord, teach us.
所以我们在一起擘饼纪念主的时候也好，我们在一起祷告的时候，主日早晨我们在这里聚会，啊，我盼望更多的弟兄姊妹能够学习怎么样从心里面，因着他在我们身上所做的作为，我们来赞美他的名。
I pray that more of us can learn how to truly give praises to Him for His deeds, for what He has done. Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
你是万军的耶和华。
And you are the Lord of all Lord.
你拣选我们世上软弱的。
And you have chosen those who are weak.
你要显出，要使那些刚强的羞愧。
And so you can bring shame to those who are strong.
你拣选世上愚拙的。
And you pick those who are foolish.
要让那些聪明的羞愧。
And so that those who are deemed as wise can be ashamed.
主啊，虽然在时间的里面
and even though in the concept of time,
我们常常看到仇敌嚣张
we can see that the enemy is
看到仇敌的势力好像远远大过神的势力
and it seems like the power of the enemy seems to be greater than yours
真理不明
and it seems the truth is hidden
邪恶充斥整个的世界
and it seems that evil is filling the world
但是主啊
The Lord.
时候到的时候满足的时候
And when the time has come,
你要来倾倒你的愤怒
you will pour down your wrath.
你要审判你的仇敌
And you will pass judgment
你要显出你的能力
And reveal your abilities.
在我们这些软弱的人身上
And on people, weak people like us,
你得胜
you will become victorious.
所以我们因着你也一样得胜
And because of you, we tooWill become victorious.
求你开我们的眼睛
Please open our eyes.
让我们看见我们的神
So we can see our God.
是得胜的神
Is a victorious God.
你已经得胜
You have already overcome.
Hallelujah, 赞美你
Hallelujah, praise you.
求你祝福你的教会
Please bless your church.
在这一个马上就要进入一个大的审判的时代
And as we are about to enter this time of great judgment,
大的灾难的时代
and the great calamity,
主啊，让我们不丧胆
so that may we not lose hope,
因为我们的盼望乃在乎万军的耶和华
For our hope rests in the Lord of all lords, our Lord.
赞美你,
Lord God.
感谢你,
thank you.
荣耀归给你,
may glory be unto you.
求你祝福你的家, 你的教会,
please bless your house and bless your church.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.